here at the 2011 SCAC soccer tournament on the campus of Birmingham Southern College from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm joined by Rhodes College head women's soccer coach Joe Vary. Rhodes improving to 10-6-2 on the season after a 2-0 win in today's first SCAC quarterfinal matchup over Hendrickson. Coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Coach, just first of all, you know, your opening thoughts on how you thought today's match played out.
I think things worked out pretty well. The girls stuck to the good game plan that we had, and we were able to play quick and really kind of move things around. Real happy with the effort we put in.
Coach, you defeated Hendricks 1-0 earlier in the season. You knew coming into today's game it was going to be a battle. Just talk about how important it was to get on the scoreboard first with that goal from May Casey, and the way you thought your girls you know, competed throughout the game and got the 2-0 victory.
Yeah, Jim's done a great job with the girls. They've been building momentum throughout the year with things, so we knew it was important for us to kind of get on them early and continue to kind of put the pedal down. You know, and once we kind of got that first goal, to settle a little bit more with it, but we knew we were going to have to fight through things.
First time the SCAC's had the soccer tournament since 1992. Just talk a little about the excitement or the atmosphere of the SCAC tournament and this postseason play that your girls are having the opportunity to be a part of.
Yeah, the atmosphere is the best part about it. And you know, just having a second chance and then having all the girls in, and then we've got alumni and parents, and everybody gets excited about it. And you know, it's just it's a cool atmosphere about tournaments, and you know, it's that opportunity that anything can happen, and I think that's what everybody wants.
You knew coming to Birmingham that you had your work cut out for you, obviously having to win 3 games in 3 days. You were able to cycle in quite a few subs today. Just talk about the importance of getting some girls some rest and having a number of girls the opportunity to get involved in postseason play and get their feet wet.
Yeah, we've had pretty good depth all year, and the fact of being able to get a fair amount of girls in, you know, that gave us the opportunity to rest some legs a little bit, but also help us to keep a high tempo against Hendricks, and that was part of the game plan. So the rest is going to be the hard part, and playing 3 games in 3 days is obviously is a big mountain, but it's step by step and day by day.
What did you tell the girls after the victory today?
We're happy with the result. We got the 2 goals that we were looking for, or at least the 1 for sure. You know, it's take care of ourselves, and we look for tomorrow.
Talk about tomorrow, obviously a huge challenge as you go on into the semifinals to face Trinity. Just talk about what will be key for the Lynx tomorrow in order to get the result that you're hopeful to look for.
Yeah, it's going to be important for us to compete and battle the whole time. Trinity's obviously a handful in the pace and the tempo that they play at, so for us to match their energy and make sure we take care of ourselves tonight and try and be as fresh as we possibly can is going to be a big thing.
Rhodes, head women's soccer coach Joe Vary again with the win today, advancing to tomorrow's semifinal against Trinity and 2-0 result over Hendricks, now 10-6-2 on the air. Coach, congratulations and best of luck the rest of the weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.